Good morning. We are on Masechet Eruvin, Daf Kaf Gimel, and we're starting at the bottom, at the Mishnah at the bottom of Kaf Bet Amud Bet. Mishnah says, "Echad Bor Harabim." Now we saw something similar to this the other day. Okay, we had a machloket over there. We already seen this idea. We saw it on Daf Yud Chet. So the Echad Bor Harabim Ube'er Harabim. So if you got a bor, remember bor we said was Mai Mekunasim. That was just stored water. The ube'er harabim, and a be'er is like a spring well, spring water. Rashi says, yeah, the bor I paske maya mitkra dade. So why don't we mind a bor harabim? We saw this the other day. If it's a bor in public space, so there people will remind you the water's dried out. So you don't worry about it. Be'er harabim, it's living water, spring water. It's assumed to be water all the time. Ube'er hayachid. And the same idea of Yaber Yachid, Rashi says, Nami Share Dahalo Paske Mai, because the water doesn't stop. Therefore, remember, the idea being over here is that we said this whole Gzeira, this whole Takanov Rabbanan, about the Beraot working, only work when there's water in the well. So if it dries out, they stop working. So if it's a Bor Harabim, we don't mind relying on that because it's a Rabim. And then people remind you that you can't use it any longer. If it's a Bor HaYachid, we'll see in a second, in your garden or private Bor, right, so there you've got a bigger problem, and your garden's not actually a good example because your garden's always a eruv, always a mechitza, I mean always a chatzer. But let's say it's a privately owned bor where only a few people use it, right, there you might not be reminded. So that's the Gemara says, Mishnah makes a distinction between bor harabim, be'er harabim, be'er hayachid, or sina pasim. There you can do pasim, says Tanakama. Aval bor hayachid, but a bor, which is just a stored water, like not a spring water, or sin lo mechitza gavua sharat tvachim de Rekiba. Rekiba says, there you make a mechitza of 10 tvachim high, like a proper regular mechitza. We don't rely on the pasei beiraot. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava omer, ein osin pasin ele le beharabim bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, no. We only rely on a be'er, on pasim, on this beiraot, for be'er harabim bilvad. Right, Rashi says there, Leber Harabim, the Ikatarte Le Ma'aliyuta. Right, because there are two elements of it. Element number one is that it's living water, it's a spring, and it's always full. And attribute number two is that it's Rabim. If there is a problem, you'll be reminded. In a Bora Rabim, there's only being reminded, the water could dry out. In a Bera Yachid, you've got spring water, but you haven't got people to remind you. And a Bora Yachid is Pashut, we've got a problem. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Eilatim Eil Leber Harabim Bilvad, Uleshar Usin Chagura Gavoa Asharat. What's Chagura? Hekef Shel Chav. We saw the Mechitza, remember we had Shti V'Arev. Right, so he wants over here horizontals, right? Horizontal is like this, correct? Yes. Horizontals, ropes that go around. Horizontally. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. So at the end of the day we say in the name of Shmuel, Halacha Karabi Yehuda ben Bava. Which says what? Only Be'er HaRabi. Right? Not like Rabbi Akiva. But I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. Another Ma'amar in the name of Shmuel as well. Right? Is Lo Hutru. Hold on. Lo hutru pasei berot ele be'er mayim chayim bilvad. So now the Gemara's question is, why do we need these two answers? We already understood that it's only be'er arabim. And now it says be'er mayim chayim as well. That was a spring water, living water. But that's what a be'er was. So Gemara says, no, it's shiche. We need both these ma'amarim. Why do we need them both? De'i ashma inan halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. If we had just said the first halacha, like in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says only pasei berot be'er bilvad, havam ina derabim. We might have had a Havamina that there, because he said over there, Ainul Sin Pasin Le Be'er Harabim Bilvad. We might have thought that Be'er is love dafka, not necessarily only is spring water, what we call Mayim Chayim, but any Be'er of Rabim where there's a source of water in a public place. Right, people around. And therefore, Havamina de Rabim, Afilu Mekunasin. Look at Rashi there. Shari Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. The only reason that he said there, Be'er HaRabim, is because that's the lashon that Rabbi Akiva chose, was Be'er HaRabim. Akiva said Be'er HaRabim, Bor HaRabim, Be'er HaYachid. And he said Be'er HaRabim as well, meaning Be'er, we might have thought it meant Be'er and Bor. right? Rabbi Ber Hayachid Shari, because Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Kiva said, Ber Hayachid Shari, Rabbi Yehuda Bebavi is telling us that Be'er Hayachid is not Shari, only Rabbi, right? But remember, Avagav Debaim Chaymi Nid Rabbi Main, Diachid Lo, Vahachikam, Ein Osim Pasna Fulu Be'er Ela Shel Rabbi. So we might have thought that it's not 100% clear what he's saying, and therefore he said as well, Maim Chaim Bilvat. Right, if you look at Vahai Diktani Be'er HaRabim, why do you then say, why did you say in the Mishnah, Be'er Maim Chaim Bilvat? Why did he say that? La'afuk at Rabbi Akiva, Kamashman de lo hutru pasei Be'erot ele Be'er Maim Chaim. Because other Rabbi Akiva said that you could even put pasei Be'erot on a Be'er Yachid, or even a Bo Rabbi. Right, v'yashminan be'er ma'im chayim, avamina loshna drabim loshna diyachin kamashban alachak Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Therefore, if you just said be'er harabim, right, and then basically he needed to say be'er ma'im chayim, so you wouldn't think be'er harabim or be'er yachid, and a bor, and you need to say ma'im chayim, so you wouldn't think a bor, and you need to say be'er harabim, so that you wouldn't think that it was any of the others. Bottom line is, he wanted to be very careful over here, and therefore he said them both. Okay, the Gemara asked a new Mishnah. Va'od am Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Yehuda ben Bava says, now another Mishnah says va'od. Now, it's uncommon for a Mishnah to start with the words va'od. Okay? Even if, you know, the Gemara cut up the Mishnahs, the Mishnah had been spliced. If you open up a Sefer Mishnayot, you don't see an Aleph Bet Gimel. This is all part of the same Mishnah, right? The Mishnah we learned. We learned a Mishnah this morning on on Kaf Bet Amud Bet. Echad Bor. I imagine that if you open the Mishnayot, these are all part of the same Mishnah. I haven't checked that. I'm going to check it right now.
Welcome, everybody.
Ed. I said hello to you before everybody else had joined the shir. Welcome, Ed, back from America, back home, is in Bidud. See, that's the beauty, Ed. We specially arrange this shir so that you won't have to fill out, you see? Eruvin Perek Bet. I'm looking in the Mishnayot on Eruvin Perek Bet and to see if this Mishnah is part of a Mishnah or if it's own Mishnah. So, Osin Pasle Berot, Arbet Yumadim. Mutal akriv lebe'er, Rabbi Yehuda omer ad ba'et sa'atayim, Rabbi Yehuda omer ima ta'at derech ha'im mefsaskan, ba'od amar Rabbi Yehuda v'babe, gerat. So, okay. So here basically there's Mishnah 4, Mishnah 5. So it's not like a thought, not one long Mishnah. This is Mishnah Dalet, was Rabbi Yehuda omer ima ta'at derech ha'im mefsaskan, echad bo rabim, echad rabim, okay. So there, for example, the Mishnah that we saw on this morning, echad bo harabim, that's one Mishnah. That is part of the previous Mishnah. Interesting. So it really is long, one long Mishnah. Right? So Echad, the Mishnah that we saw here now, Echad Bo Rabim Bechad Ze, that is the Mishnah on Kaf Bet Amud Aleph, was Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ima Ita Derech HaRabim Mafsaktan, Yisakin Netzai. And that's where the Mishnah starts. And then the Gemara split it up, and this morning we saw Echad Bo HaRabim Bechad Bo, and now there's a new Mishnah, which starts Va'od. Okay? So, uncommon. So the Gemara isn't excited, but we'll see the question, ask the question, why does it say Va'od? So Va'od Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Hagina v'har karpaf, Shehen shivim amah v'shirayim, al shivim amah v'shirayim. Remember, shivim amah v'shirayim, if you take 70 and a little bit, times 70 and a little bit, you get to just under 5,000 square amas. Okay, now 5,000 square amas is the same as if you take 100 by 50, correct? 100 by 50. We know that the Mishkan, the Chatzah of the Mishkan was Beit Sa'atayim, which was 100 by 50. 150 is 5,000. 70 and a bit times 70 and a bit will bring you to 5,000 approximately. So the difference is, are we allowing a rectangle, 100 by 50, or do we want it to be square, 70 by something by 70 by something? We're going to see there is enough Kamila here to Aloha between the Tanayim, whether we want to have square or rectangle. Okay, we're going to get into a bit of math just now. We're going to see an ancient way of calculating the square root of something. Okay, so we'll get into it in a second. So what about Yudim Baba Hagiga Haginava Karpav Shain Shivim Baba Shirai Mashivim Mashivim, which is basically 5,000 square amas. המוקפות גדר גבוה 10 טפחים, מטלטלים בתוך הסיר. Up to a bait satay with a mechitza around it. You can, and this is a karpaf, right? Remember, a karpaf and a gina, we'll see in a moment, but it'll be a reminder of what we learned in Masechet Shabbos and what we've really learned in this Masechet. A karpaf is a karmalit. Remember, these are all karmaliot. Okay? Right? Ubilvad sheheba shomira o beit dira. Now, what does Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi say? If an area squared, which is 5,000 square amas, right, is walled in, if it's got a wall around it, there's 10 tvachim high, you can carry inside it, conditional on there being either a shomera or a beit dira. What's a shomera, Ked Rashi? Shomera, it says, sukat shomarin. It's like a burginon, like a guardhouse. Va'af agav the hukaf le dira beit satay mudashari tfeilo. And even though it's mukaf ledira, because there's a house inside it, he still limits the area to a beit sa'atayim. Remember, we see this all the time, right? We see this market all the time. Can you have a kur or kuraim or beit sa'atayim? If it's a karpaf, it's a karmit, it's not part of your house. It's not like your chatzir, right? Your backyard, you can have a backyard of an acre. No one's going to say a word to you. But when it's not your backyard, you've just got a house inside of it, it's a guard house. Remember, using it more to guard around it. We limit it to a beit satay. That's Rabbi Yehuda Bava, and his condition is a shomera or a beit dira. Or shetehe smucha la'ir. Or it needs to be very close to the ear. Look at Rashi. The hoil, the krov, the beito. Since it's close to your house, the atol yishtamesh will be betamid. Your intention to always use it all the time. Ukuhukach v'dira dam. And therefore, it's basically like your backyard. I saw in Shlalta this morning, he brings an opinion there that it should be within a tchum. The shows that it should be within a tchum, within the tchum of Shabbos, 2,000 amas. Close to you. That is Rabbi Baba. Second opinion of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ein ba elabor v'siach u'ma'ara metaltim toch. He says, no, we don't need to have a house inside it. Either it's just got a bor or a siach or a ma'ara, right? So you've got some sort of other use for it. She doesn't specifically care, right? When we saw that bor, these are all different shapes, basically, of water storages. I've seen this before as well, like round ones or square ones or rectangular ones or elongated ones, or ma'ara is a covered one. So if it's got a water source in it, then it's also good enough. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilo ein ba achat mikol elu. Rabbi Akiva said, I don't need to have neither a house, neither the well, neither anything. Metaltlin betocha, you can carry inside it. If it's got a wall around it, remember, ubi ovad sheheba shivim ama v'shirayim ashrima v'shirayim. So all Rabbi Akiva wants over here is that it should be square. Look at Rabbi Akiva. Velo yoter, and not more than that. Ugora parich Tanakama nami achikama. We'll see Tanakama. Now, the Tanakama they speak about, yeah, it took me quite a while to work it out. The Tanakama is not Tanakama of the Mishnah. It's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. It's Tanakama in the very first Mishnah of the Perek. If you look at the very beginning of the Perek, right, you go to Daf Yud Chet, Amud Aleph, that first Mishnah that we learned. So we said there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Beit Sa'atayim Amru Lo. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, second lines of Amud Aleph on Yud Chet. Lo Amru Beit Sa'atayim El Legina B'da Karpaf. Aval Im Ayadir O Sahar O Mukze O Chatzer Afilu Beit Chamishim Kurin Afilu Beit Asher Kurin Mutar. So there, this Beit Sa'atayim over here, right, seems to be exactly like the Tanakama of the very, very first Mishnah. What is the Chilus of Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, we'll get to that in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva. They answered Rabbi Yehuda, which is basically what Rabbi Akiva says, that as long as it isn't more than a 70 by 70 squared, a little bit more than 70 squared. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is the fourth day here in the Mishnah. Ima ita orka yater arachva. If its length was longer than its breadth, than its width, right? In other words, even if it's not square, afilu ama achat, even one ama. So instead of saying 70 and a bit by 70 a bit, it was 70 by 69, or 71 by 69, or 70 and a half by 60, no, whatever, one ama, it's different. Already then it bounces the whole thing out. Ein metaltelin betocha. Look at Rashi, yeah? Imaya orka, yoter arochva, afilu ama achat, af agav demi'et rechava, even though you reduce the rochav, the width, v'hosif be'orka, and you increase it, in other words, your square meter is going to stay the same, right? Ein metaltlin, why? De merubahu de shari rabbanan, Heiched lo hukaf ledira. We've got a special important halacha here, he says. When it's not your house, it's not for living purposes, and it's we're allowing a kula over here that you can still at least use it, and we're living it to the 5,000 amas, has to be square. Why? Not 100% sure. It has to be square. Okay? So that's the story over here. Okay, now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, right, so this is the fifth opinion in this Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu orka pishnayim beruchva metatnis, even if the length is double. Now, the length is double is a classic example of the Mishkan, right? Because the Mishkan was 100 by 50. So it was double 50. So the width, the length was double the breadth, double the width, area, right? Pishnayim beruchva metatnis metocha. Now, Amar Rabbi Elai, listen to this. Amar Rabbi Elai. Rabbi Elai was the Talmid Muvak of Rabbi Eliezer. He was his main Talmid. So he says like this. Shamati mi Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why the Masorah Shasti, if you see, changes it to Eliezer, not to Rabbi Elazar. Because Rabbi Elai was the Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Elai. Shamati Rabbi Eliezer. He heard from him the following few things. He says, Afilu hi beit kur, afilu hi ke beit kur. Even if it's big like a kur, you don't have to limit it only to this beit satay. V'chein shamati mimenu anshei chatzer. And I heard another halacha. What's the other halacha? Anshei chatzer. Now we know if you've got a whole a common chatzer between all people, in order for you to use this chatzer, everybody has to make an eruv chatzerot, right? And then you can all, because it's commonly owned. Remember, a chatzer that's commonly owned by everybody. Each person owns a part of that chatzer. So I can't carry in your chatzer out of Eruv Chatzerot. So if we all own the chatzer, we all have to make Eruv Chatzerot. Because if one person didn't make an Eruv Chatzerot, we've got a problem. Because I can't then carry that chatzer because it's his. Clear? Right? So what did he hear about Halokhi Anshei Chatzer? Look at Rashi over here. Before Rashi, sorry, look at Rashi. Says like this: if one of the people in the chatzer forgot to make an eruv, right? He's out of part of the eruv. So now you can't machnis or motzi for him from his dead house. Avalahem mutar, but the others is mutar. Look at Rashi Avia. Says like this. Very important. Rashi adds in here. And the following day, what did he do? He never had an Eruv, Erev Shabbos. Shabbos morning, he wakes up, he says, Gevalt. I never made an Eruv, and now I've messed up all these guys. There are 10 other people living in the chatzer, with the chatzer combined. So he goes outside, he says, guys, ani mevatel. Forget it, it's not my reshut. This chatzer doesn't belong to me anymore, it's not mine. So therefore, he doesn't have to make an Eruv any longer. Right? So now is ulamacher bita reshuto lechavero shayeta oseret alehem ilhoti beitan mibeitan lechatzir. Because without him doing that, they could not use the chatzir. Clear, right? So now that he was mevatel, he says beito asur lechloti lechatzir letzorcho. He can't use the chatzir. Avalahen muta lavi klei batehen leveito derechatzir. They can bring it into his house. Through the chatzer. So they can still bring stuff. If they're coming to him for lunch, they can still bring their lunch with them, but he can't do anything. Okay, that's the chiddush that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer. Right? And the third thing he heard from Rabbi Eliezer, right? Third thing he heard from Rabbi Eliezer was, I'm able to have the chen shamati menu, she yotzin ba'ar kavlin be'pesach. Right, and this machlok over here, there's different wordings. All the Gilgul Masorah Shas over there, he says in the Mishnah, it says akravanin, and the Rambam says, and the Bartanura say that it's some sort of vegetable that's leaves are similar to an akrav, and the Aruch calls it arkabalin, or b'psachim ite, and b'masechet psachim they call it akravalin. So I'm very not sure what this is. Rabbi Eliezer paskin that it's kosher, right, that for Pesach. Look at Rashi over here. Akravin savrei de lav maro. That could be used for maro. Okay, so that was the idea. Sorry, akravin shay maro. It was good for maro. Now, Rabbi Eliezer learned these three things, but he's doubting himself. Look what happens over here. He says, ubikashti, right? וחזרתי על כל תלמידיו. I went to all Rabbi Eliezer's תלמידים, וביקשתי לי חבר. And I said, anybody agree with me? Any of you hear from Rabbi Eliezer what I heard? Right? ולא מצאתי. Right? Now I remember these three things that he learned. Neither about the Akravin is kosher maror, neither about that the guy can, you can go into his house if it was mevatel his reshut, if you never had a mechitza, right? And that you can have this karpaf can be even a beit kur, which is a much, much bigger area than a beit sa'atai. Okay, that's the Mishnah. I'm going to get in the Gemara. My tana, so the Gemara says like this, my tana diktani v'od, what's going on over here? That Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says v'od. What's it about? Right? So the Gemara says, ilay me mishum de tana le'chad le'chumra, v'ketani achrita mishum hachi ketani v'od. Are we saying that because he just taught us a halacha of lechumra? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava beginner v'karpaf de la'el. In the previous Mishnah, right? I think that we're speaking about here. It said Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, "Ein osin pasin ele leber ma'im chagur l'shar osin chagura gavo asrat vachim." That everywhere else you have to have a chagura. That was, I think, that's the chumra here. Unless there's a Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that I'm missing, but I don't think so. I think that's it over there. That he says there that you have to use a chagura. Anybody checking a note there? I'll be honest with you, I didn't look at it too much. I just assumed that was right until now. I'm starting to have maybe second thoughts. Although I don't think so. I think that's it. Right? Yehuda ben Bava said there about using the chagura. So there was more machmir over there. So since he taught us a chumra over there, right, uktani achriti, and yeah, teaching us another chumra over here, right? Because what he's saying, he said over here, it has to be mukaf gader gavo asarat fachim. Ubiovad sheyeba shomera or batira or smuchalir is more machmir than anybody else. So mishum hachi ketani v'or is just like I was machmir over there, I'm going to teach another chumra over here. So the Gemara says, why? Rabbi Yehuda detani leichad lechumra uktani achrita v'lo ktani b'od. Rabbi Yehuda as well. Rabbi Yehuda also learned one chumrah, and now another chumrah. Look at Rashi over here. Yes. Rashi actually, sorry. Okay. Either mishum the amar chumrah gabe pasin, the amar ain osin notan el be'er harabim. V'hashta ka amar chumrah chriti dafa gav luka v'ledira lo shari. Right. Okay. That's right. No. Okay. Look at Rashi. Rashi is exactly right. It's in my subconscious. I've already seen this. Right. Not the first time I've seen this. Right. V'har Rabbi Yehuda be'dad the tan le'el. Now Rashi points out, yeah, he learned one thing, and the Mishnah Hashas says that on Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, so Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph is our Mishnah. There it said there, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ad Beit Sa'atayim. Rabbi Yehuda said that's limited to Beit Sa'atayim. Right, let's look at Rashi over here. V'har Rabbi Yehuda, you know, detail le'el, Ad V'chad Lechumre, De'amar Ad Beit Sa'atayim Ein In Tfeilo. V'had Atani Achriti. And now he learned another Chumra on Daf Kaf Bet Amud Aleph. Daf Kaf Bet Amud Aleph was the previous Mishnah which we learned, right? We learned this yesterday. There he learned another chumra. What was the chumra he learned yesterday? The Mishnah said there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im haya derech shel Rabbi Mefsaktan, Yesalkenetan. You've got to move the path. Remember? If the Rabbi were going through the area, move the path. It was machmir there as well. So there we've got a chumra as well. He said, Velo ketani v'od. And we never had Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah saying v'od. So in other words, if you want to tell me the reason why Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is saying v'od is because he was a machmir in the previous Mishnah, he's machmir as well. So it's v'od, another chumrah. Doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda also has another chumrah, and he's not using the word v'od. So the word says, no. There's a difference. There's a reason why. Hatam afsakur rabbanan. Hachelo afsakur rabbanan. In the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, on the Afkaf Beit Amud Aleph, we said, said Chachamim omrim eino tzarich. Chachamim got involved there and said eino tzarich. And now we saw Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, that was a new subject altogether. So he never said v'od. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, we said over there, Rabbi Yehuda echad bor v'echad zer rava rabor yachad, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava omer eino sin pasin v'od shar osin chagura gavod pachim. And then he carries on v'od on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So he says, no, that's the reason why. Really, it's because they were both chumras, and it's another chumra. But the reason why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't do it, Rabbi Yehuda, when he learned his Mishnah, Rabbi Chachamim were in the middle, and now Rabbi Yehuda comes and starts again. It's a new beginning. Rabbi Yehuda and Bava, it's just a continuation. That's what the Gemara wants to say. It's a Gemara says like this, Rega, V'chol heiched afsakur rabbana and lo ketani v'od. So now you're telling me this is a klal? That if we've got an opinion of a Tana, and then Chachamim in the middle, and then another opinion of that same Tana, and they were both Lechumra, we won't use the word Va'od, like the Rabbi Yehuda? Is that a klal? So he said, like Rashi over here, Now the Gemara starts to repeat in Rabbi Eliezer in Masechet Sukkah. There was a case, the Afsakur Rabbanan did come in the middle there, Uktani Va'od, and nonetheless he used Va'od. Now Rashi brings the whole case over here of Rabbi Yehuda Sukkah. I'll be honest with you, I'm tempted to leave it out. We're not really relevant. Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Achron, etc. says it. I think we'll leave it out, okay? It's not relevant. The Gemara's not lying. I've read the Rashi. There's the case. Okay, the case exists. Right? It says, Harabi Yerazin Sukkot, Afsukot Rabbanam Ektani Va'od. The Gemara said, no, you can't compare it all. Why? It says, Hatam Bemiltehu De Afsakua. Hacha Bemilta Achriti Afsakua. He said, look at Rashi. Hatam Gabe Sukkot Bemilte Afsakua. Lo ahadu de rabbanan elibes seudot. Rabbi Yehuda, there they were speaking about there was it vahat v'od, because there they were on the same subject. They're talking about the same thing. He said something, Chachamim said something, he said something else, but it's on the same in the same big discussion. About Rabbi Yehuda de matniti na mishnah lo ayre pasay berot beit satay. Vahad rabbanan beginne v'karpa v'dir v'sar ulolam tamim mishum hafsaka. Rabbi Ben Bava de lo hafsakei tane v'od. He says, yeah. Maybe it's the other way around, actually. Gabe sukkah milta of sukkah on the whole subject. Lo adre rabbanan. Ele besu'udot. So there, you know what? Maybe we have no choice. I'd like to actually read that Rashi. Let's read the Rashi quickly on sukkah. Ta'a basechet sukkah. Rabbi Lezer omer, arba shrei shlut chayav adam lechob sukkah. He's 14 students in sukkah. Chachamim omerim, ein levad, ein ledavar kitzbar. Rabbi Chachamim said, there's no limit. Va'od, am Rabbi Lezer, mi shelo achal leile yutet harishon, yashlim leile yutet acharon. He says, because of the same subject, they're discussing the Suda, and discussing the amount of meals, and when you eat your meals, how you make your meals. Even though there was a Chachamim in the middle, it's Afsakua. V'shma mina hai de lo tane bed Rabbi Yehuda va'od in our Suga, v'shum de lo damihu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava lamadi de tani ha'atam gabi Suga, okay, right, basically, okay. There was exactly the same subject, he has a different subject, and therefore, even though Chachamim were in the middle, right, because we're in the middle, it's a new subject. We won't say va'od, right? Where Rabbi Yehuda and Bava, they were not chachamim in the middle, even though it's a different subject, we would say va'od. Okay, Rabbi Akiva. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu ein ba echad mikol elu metaltli metocha. Rabbi Akiva says that even if you got none of these, no bor, no anything whatsoever, you, as long as it's got a mechitz around it, you can metaltel. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Akiva hanatarakama. Remember, I said the Sadakama here is not our Sadakama in this Mishnah. Sadakama in the very first Mishnah of the Perek, of the Milchet Amud Aleph, where if you go back quickly for a second, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi the Mishnah started on Yud Zayin Amud Bet, and then we had Mutal Hakriv Lebe'er, we've actually had Paro Shom Rabu Pifinim, as long as the cow can drink there, and Mutal Harchik, you can make the Pasim as big as you want, right? As long as you've got these pasim, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ad beit satayim." As long as it's no bigger than a beit satayim, and on that, Rabbi Chachamim answered him, "Tanakama, amrulo lom beit satayim el leginev lekarpaf." Your limitation, you mentioning your beit satayim, is only for gina and for karpaf. Aval im hayadir or sahar or mukze or chatzer, filu beit chameshik, filu beit asharakurid mutar. So now he says over here, Rabbi Akiva hanu tanakama, because why? What did Rabbi Akiva say? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Akiva says like this: "Haynu tarakama de amru lo." They said Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yehuda, "Lo amru beit satayim el legina ula karpaf, aval im haya etc." All the sar whatever. So al mehecha de ika beit dira. Therefore, Chachamim agree that if it's a beit dira, it was only limited to beit satayim for a karpaf, but if it's got a house, if it's for living purposes, afidu tuva. Ubeshelohu kafle dira beit satayim, Rabbi Akiva, and when it's not for dira, Rabbi Akiva beit satayim. So Rabbi Akiva is agreeing over here that it can only be up to beit satayim. Doesn't need anything else in it because it's not for dira, and that's what Chachamim say. So how is Rabbi Akiva distinguishing himself from Chachamim? Let's look back in the Mishnah for a moment. Where Rabbi Yehuda and Bava said the ginevah karpat that shivim amav shabbos shivim amav, as long as they are got a beit shomera or a beit dira or close to the town. Rabbi Huda said, even if they have got a pit or a well of some sort of water source. Rabbi Akiva said, even if they haven't got anything, right, you can carry without Shebashivim, as long as they're square, right, meaning that they are that they're no more than a Beit Sartayim. And that is exactly how they come in the Mishnah, that if they've got no purposes in them other than the Karpaf itself, they're limited to a Beit Sartayim. That's exactly what Rabbi Akiva is saying over here. What is the difference? So the Gemara says, no, Ikebenayu Davar Mu'at. There is something small between them. Right? What's a Davar Mu'at? We say via Davar Mu'at, right? That we're talking about Sartayim, remember? And we're comparing it over here to that Karpaf. That's the whole story over here. And we said, what was the measure of the Karpaf? We said there, and Rabbi Yehuda quoted it here, and Rabbi Rambam in our Mishnah, they said, Shivim v'shirayim al Shivim v'shirayim. Now, it's slightly less than 5,000 square amas. If you do 70.1 or 70.2, whatever you're going to get, 70 times 70 is 4,900. That 0.1 times 0.1 or 0.1 whatever is going to be always less, just under 5,000. Okay? So it's like this. Davar mu'at yesh al shivim amah v'shirayim v'lo natnu chachamim bo shiur. Right? He says there's this slight difference that comes under the 70 and a bit, and chachamim never gave the shiur. V'kama shiur sa'atayim. What is a sa'atayim? K'chatzir ha-mishkan. That's what it is. Chatzir ha-mishkan. V'menahani mili. And where do I know this? Right, look at Rashi over here. V'menahani mili. D'merav inan lei l'chatzir ha-mishkan l'sha'er bo isu Shabbos. Where do I know that? How do I get this? Because 70 times and a bit by 70 times a bit is square. Now the chatzir of the mishkan was a rectangle with 100 by 50. Now we're going to take the 150 and make it into a square. Now how do we do that? Right? Now if you look, here we're going to use diagrams over here, right? Because here, I'm not going to go through all the rushes, etc. It's just much too intricate. And it's all done for us. Basically, it's like this. Look over here at your pictures. You all got pictures. This is 100 by 50. What rushes is as follows. We take the 50. That's the 50, okay? And we start with a 50. We then take this 50, we cut it into 5 strips of 10 by 50. So 10 by 5 is 50 of 50. We then take the 4 strips, 4 of those over there, and we place them on the outside of our square to begin with. So now we've got 50 by 50 plus 10, 10, 10, 10. So we've now got 70 by 70. Clear? But if you look at the corners are missing, because the 50 that we took over there, the 50 goes up to there. So now we take that fifth strip over there of 10 by 50, and we cut it up into 5 squares of 10 by 10. And we take 4 of them, and we stick them 1, 2, 3, 4. And now we've got a beautiful, nice square. So from there to there is 70. From there to there is 70. And we've now got 4,900 square amas. But, remember, we've got that fifth little square over there of 10 by 10 that we haven't used yet. We basically take that 10 by 10, and imagine you put it through a roller, like a pastry roller, and you squash it out till you get long strips that are 70 amas long and very, very narrow. And then you take them and you add them. If you look carefully in the picture, if those of you got your own pictures, you'll see it better, that is red, that is green, and this is blue. We add a thin border around it on the outside to use up that other square of 10 by 10. So we get 70 plus a little bit and 70 plus a little bit, and then we basically used up the whole 5,000 square amas. Clear? Okay, so that is the Rashi. Look at Rashi over here very, very quickly. We'll just fly through it. I won't even read it, just so you can see what Rashi is talking about. So look at the Gemara first. So he said, like a Saminahani Mili, right? Minahani Mili, that we do the square. Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Kra, Orecha Chatzer Me'abama, the length of the Mishkan was 100 Amos. Verochav Chamishim B'Chamishim was 50, 50. 50 meaning 50. Amar Torah, what does the Torah tell us? Tol chamishim v'savev chamishim. Take 50 and put it next to the other 50. Right? So basically, if you look at that Rashi over there, and I'm a Torah, tol chamishim, Rashi then goes through the whole exercise we just did now, where you basically cut it all up. He says over here, שאורכו יתר הרוחבו וסביב 50 מטרים דהבו לו 70 אמות and 4 טווחים מרובעים קצר ולידו מהן it says like this עשה מהן 5 רצועות של 10 אמה make 5 strips of 10 amas ורוחב each one is 50 השכב אחת למזרח and put them one in the, on the east one on the west one on the north one on the south right אלה שהקרנות פגומים are we missing corners says Rashi לכל קרן וקרן 10 על 10 we're missing 10 by 10 each corner בבני התוספת שעושה because we put on 50s now so now we got 70 and we only started with 50 then told מן החמישים 4 חתיכות של 10 take that last chunk of 50 4 pieces of 10 על 10 ושים בארבע put in the 4 corners ולפעמים fill up then נשארה רצועה אחת של 10 על 10 עמות now we got one square left of 10 by 10 amas right And then he says, "She 60 tefachim al 60 tefachim." It's 60 tefach plus 60 tefach, because 10 amas, right? An ame is 6 tefach, so it's 60 tefach by 60 tefach. Vasaltan and make it into 30 strips of 2 tefachim each, right? And then basically she couldn't hand gimel me'ot amot. But kitzur, like we said, exactly like we saw there, we spread it out and we strip it around. So now that's how you do it over there, and that's basically the difference between Rabbi Akiva. And Tana Kama, that basically over here, that it seems that that I'm not sure if it's Tana Kama or Rabbi Akiva, one of them are very particular on this exact size. One of them aren't so particular on this exact size. Okay, the Gemara is like this now. Pashta Dekra, the Ma'akativ, the actual Pashuk itself, with regard to the Mishkan, right? Look at Rashi, the Ma'akativ, B'chamishim Dekra Ma'ak, because the Pashuk says over there, in the pasuk itself, it says "Verochav chamishim bechamishim." The Gemara says, "What is it?" I can understand what we're doing now with regards to Karpaf, with regards to Shabbos and our Eruv, etc. But what's that word "chamishim bechamishim" used for in the Torah itself? How does it in the Torah itself, right? So it says, "Amakativ Amar Abaye." Abaye says, "Hamed mishkan al svat chamishim." Put the Mishkan. The Mishkan has a 50. Kedai sheye 50 amal lefana v'shim amal lechan lechol ruach v'ruach. To look at the picture over here, you'll see. Now here we haven't got a picture over here, but I sent out. If you saw on the Daf Yomi WhatsApp list, I sent last night a picture, right?
Can't hear you, Darren.
Who
muted yourself?
I muted myself.
Darren, you've muted yourself.
Okay, I heard that. Now you hear me. Now you can hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So now, if you, I want to share the screen. I'm not doing very well at this, but anyhow, you also got a picture that I sent you yesterday, right? You all see it? Look at that picture, you'll see that in that picture, there is exactly what he's showing over here. So you can see in the picture that you walk into the Mishkan, you've got 50 up to the area where the actual Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim sit. At that itself, right, is 30 amas long. So it sits on the 50 amas line. It's got 30 amas, so there's 20 amas between the back of it around the wall. Right, the Mishkan itself is 10 amas wide, so you've got 20 amas between. So the actual Kodesh, if you look over here, right, you can see there, this over here is 100 by 50, right, from the door to where the Kodesh starts is 50. Then you got that is 30 by 10. So there's 20 there, 20 there, 20 there. So it says Chamishim, B'Chamishim is we want here to be Chamishim, and all of this Chamishim, which gives us exactly an area around. That's basically what he says. That's what the pasuk is for. And but etshim amal kol ruach veruach. Okay. Now we get back into our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar omer imata orka v'chule. So now look in the Mishnah. Let's see what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says like this. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar omer imata orka yater ruchva afilu ama achat emet amelucha. If it isn't perfect square, you can't use it at all. Right, that's what he says over here. Isn't it a perfect square? So the Gemara says, "V'atanya rezo meir imata orka yatera pishnayim beruchva afilu amachat emetalti metocha." We've got another brighter over here. Rabbi Lez says, not if it's a perfect square, but he says imata orka if the length is more than two times the width, you can't use it. That's giving us double. Here he's saying it isn't a perfect square. You can't. You've got a brighter, which is a steerer to this brighter, to this mishnah. The brighter there says, if the width is, if the length is more than double the width, then you can't. In other words, if it's exactly like the mishkan, you can use it. If it's one amah longer than the length than the mishkan was, you can't use it. Right? There's a bit of a steerer. Look at Rashi at the bottom over here. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? We've got a bit of a steer here. So I'm Rabbi Barabaya, ki tanan, nami bat nitin, yatera pi shnayim baruch vetnan. He seems to imply over here that it's a bit of a mistake. That really our Mishnah should also say two times the width, not one times, but not a square. It could be a perfect rectangle. The Gemara said, wait a second, Ihachi, hi Rabbi Yossi. Right, that's Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi said, Orka afilu pishnayim brochva. Right, look in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, we had Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was the fifth opinion. Said, afilu orka pishnayim brochva metatli metocha. So wait a second, said, if Rabbi Lezer is two times with the width, then Rabbi Yossi is two times with the width. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yossi now, according to Rabbi Barabaya. So the Gemara says, no. Ika benayu ribua derivua rabana. What's the Rashi over here? Rabbi Lezer, the very last wide lines before the lines become very wide. Right? So he says, yeah, ribua derivua rabana. Rabbi Lezer sabar orka yoter mishnayim Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lezer sabar orka yoter mishnayim beruchva ein metalteli. He agrees, Rabbi Eliezer, that if it's more than two times the width, you can't carry. However, look at the Gemara. Umihu, now I'm in the very widest line of the Rashi. Umihu ikara orka pishnayim beruchva. Rabbi Eliezer says that if it's more than that, you can't. But he wants it to be a rectangle. Velaitle ribua. He doesn't like the idea of a square. He wants it to be a rectangle. But it's a rectangle limited to two times the width. Umihu imar ba lo mit asher b'achi. If it is a square, he won't oser it. But he didn't accept the square. Kriktani imaya orka yoter mishnayim rochvay metaltelin. Habatzi mipishnayim metaltelin. Because he says there's an upper limit, can't be more than two times the width, but it can be equal to the width. But we can see over here that the chachiri, he wanted it to be a rectangle. Rabbi Yossi merubat ikar. Rabbi Yossi says the other way around. Rabbi Yossi says, I want a square. Right? Ulechatchila orayu merunin hachi. And that's what he teaches the chatchila. Umihu afilu orka pishtayim brochva sharia. Look in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi said over there in the Mishnah, afilu orka pishtayim brochva, even if it gets to double. But we can already see that afilu, that even if it gets double, is a b'dievit situation. Rabbi Yossi would prefer it not to get a double. He would prefer a square. Where Rabbi Eliezer said, imayta orka pishtayim brochva afilu amachal metaltelin. That's what he wants. He wants a rectangle. So the Gemara is saying it depends where the focus is at. In the end, they both agree. The machlok is what's a lechatchilin b'dievit situation. Rabbi Eliezer prefers a rectangle, and Rabbi Yossi prefers a square. Okay. Hi, Rabbi Yossi. Ikavenai Ruvit. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yossi. Now we got Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was the one. Remember, Rabbi Yossi said, and so they said, Orka afilu pishnayim beruchva. Now the Gemara discusses Rabbi Yossi. What is the story of Rabbi Yossi? Itmar. I'm Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yuda. I'm a Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Yossi. So now Shmuel says, Avia halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. What does that mean? The law by merubah, that it don't have to have a square. Like we saw Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yudim Bava, and Rabbi Yudah wanted it to be perfectly square, 70 and a bit, by 70 and a bit. Rabbi Yossi now comes and says it doesn't have to be a square. Even though we saw that the Chachili would prefer a square, it doesn't have to be a square. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Ramar Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Akiva. And now Rabbi, so we've got Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi, I'm Rabbi Yudah, Amar Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Akiva. Look at Rashi, Halachak Rabbi Akiva. The law by Mukefet Adira. So they're not discussing squares over here. They're two different subjects. The one person says, Halacha Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't have to be a square. And the other opinion is, Halacha Rabbi Akiva, doesn't have to have a Beit Shomera or a Beit Megurin or close to the town like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or a well inside like Rabbi Yehuda wanted. So we're seeing here, we're getting a kula on both of these halachas at the end of the day. The Gemara says, Utravayu lekula v'tzrichem. We're both lekula and we need them both. Why? D'yashmin halachat Rabbi Yossi. We had just said halachat Rabbi Yossi. Right? Without mentioning halachat Rabbi Akiva. Without mentioning Rabbi Akiva saying that we don't need any elements of life, like living in it or wells or whatever the case is. We just said we don't have to have a square. It can be a rectangle. Havamina adika shomero beitu. Would have thought that you have to actually have a house there or something inside it. Kamash mola. That's what we learned. Halachat Rabbi Akiva. And we just learned halachat Rabbi Akiva, where he never said there, Rabbi Akiva said, you don't have to have a house or a pool or a bell or a well or anything. If you had just said that, havamina da arich v'katin lo. If it was a rectangle, no, it had to be perfectly square. Kamash mola halachat Rabbi Yossi. Okay, that's pretty straightforward, right? Good, everybody happy with that? Now, the Gemara now goes to Karpaf. So now we're discussing Karpaf for a second. The Gemara's like this, what's a Karpaf? Remember, Karpaf, important to remember, that a Karpaf is a current. Remember, if we learned, I don't know, maybe the Mishra Shas actually brings the daf here, to be honest. Let's just check quickly. How about you? Come on, hey. Shabbos Kuf Lamed. Okay, I don't remember if that's the act of the daf. But if you remember in Shabbos, we learned in Shabbos the idea that if a guy, in theory, could go on Shabbos for long distances, going from roof to backyard to roof and through the Karpaf and the Karmid, actually going through houses or gardens, and there wasn't a problem of going from Tchum to Tchum, from Shetach to Shetach. We said that the Karpaf and the Gagot and the Ginot are all one big Rashut, as far as Hilchot Shabbos is concerned, for things that were in that area when Shabbos came in. Anybody remember that? Anybody? Even if you don't remember, just tell me you remember. Right? No one remembers. Okay. Ed remembers. Good. Michael remembers. Okay. Lance is nodding, he remembers. Okay, very good. I believe you all, right? So now that's the story of this. So this is a Karpaf, right? Look at the Gemara like this. Karpaf, Shuyot Termi Beit Sa'atayim, which is bigger than a Beit Sa'atayim. Shehu Kaf Ledira. So now it was bigger than a Beit Sa'atayim and it was Mukaf Ledira. Now we've got a problem. Because we've seen up until now some Tanaim who say that it can't be bigger than a dira. It can't be bigger than a Beit Satai. Right? If it wasn't with a dira. If it's with a dira, it's okay. So it's a Karpaf Shukaf le dira. So at the outset, it was done for purposes of living there. You're going to use the area. Now what happened? Nizra Rubo. Suddenly you got a juk. And you thought, you know what? I've got all this space over here. My kids aren't really playing in the garden anymore. Right, my kids are all gone, I don't know, to the army, whatever the case is. Today they started school today, so their first day back at school. And I don't need this ground anymore. I'm going to plant, mealy fields, right, corn fields. So now you had it as a Karpaf. You now go and you plant 5-6 of it for mealies. You can't now use that area. It's no longer good for dira, correct? Can't use it. So what happens? Now it becomes like a gina, becomes like a karmel. It's asur now. You can't use it any longer. It's bigger than a Beit Sa'atayim. You were limited to a Beit Sa'atayim if it was a karpaf. Now this is bigger than a Beit Sa'atayim. You can't use it anymore in a taltel. Right? Nataru boy, if you planted trees, however, not fields. Harehu kechatzir mutad like a chatzir. Why? Rashi over here, let's say it outside because we can get around a bit late. Rashi's over here, then when it comes to trees, he says trees are a problem. Doesn't why the urche lo istofef b'tzel? You don't because people like having trees in their gardens. See that you planted lots of trees, still your garden would be okay. Now the Gemara says like this: nizra rubo. So now we're seeing over here this idea of planting most of it as fields. Am Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Rav Yehuda says basically says follows: Lo amen. We didn't say we're limiting what we said. Ela yoter mi beit sa'atayim, when it's more than beit sa'atayim. That's when it applies. Aval beit sa'atayim mutar. But if it's up to beit sa'atayim, we haven't got a problem. Within beit sa'atayim, you can do whatever you want in it. No limited. Look at Rashi. Aval beit sa'atayim, it's 5 lines from the bottom there in the middle of the amud, in the middle of the line. Aval beit sa'atayim, the beloved dira shari ba'anfei nafshe, hachana mishari, sits on its own, even without anything in it. You could use it. Could be salochot like Rabbi Akiva, right? That we don't need to have a bore or anything else in it. Va'afal gav the makom zriya have a karui karpaf, even though the field area now is called the karpaf, v'she'eno nizra have a chatzer, before it was planted, it was called the chatzer, uprutzin lezerezen. Look what's happening over here. We've got an area where the majority is field, but a part of it is not field. Before you planted, it was all considered your chatzer, your backyard. Now you planted most of it. That plant part that you planted becomes called the karpath. But the part that isn't planted is still your chatzer. So what have you got? You got a chatzer leading into a karpath. You with me? Within your Beit Satay, you've now got two different definitions. The unseeded plant part is called your chatzer. The part where you've grown seeds is called a karpath. You've got a chatzer going into a karpath. Right? Look at this picture over here. There's your house. That's your chatzer. This area over here is planted. That's your karpath. So you've got a chatzer opening into a karpath. Now what do we do on Shabbos? Your chatzer into a karpath. So now, look what he says over here. This is the story we saw in Shabbos. Echad gigot, gagot, roofs, vechad chatzerot, vechad karpafiot, reshut achat hein lekeilim sheshavtu betochan, velo lekeilim shavtu betoch habayit. So their bottom line is, he taught us, that's all one big reshut. So my chatzer, my karpaf, I got no problem that they work together, because as far as stuff that's in there, it's all good. I can carry them one between the other. And we'll carry on with asking Kashi Rabbi Shimon tomorrow.